Well, we were expecting a little bit of a court hearing today, so is Jim Harbaugh. But nope, the University of Michigan and head football coach Jim Harbaugh settled their lawsuit with the Big Ten and Commissioner Tony Petitti, agreeing to this three-game suspension for Harbaugh, which was issued last Friday. But they got something, Kevin, in return for that. That means they suspend the entirety of this investigation, would you?
Yeah, I think Michigan accepted this suspension, Tom, because they were going to lose in court. The Big Ten was going to win because of something called Rule 10, which is actually an attachment to the original sportsmanship rule. And it gives the Big Ten really broad discretion. And the court likely would have looked at that and said, well, they're within their rights. And they probably would have won. Of course, I'm no attorney, but Todd Flood is attorney at Flood Law. And he joins us now. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, guys. Good morning.
I appreciate you being here. This was going to be, an awful big showdown. Michigan versus the Big Ten, their own conference. Jim Harbaugh said he was going to court as well. And then, the night before, all of a sudden, no, we're good. We're going to accept the suspension. We're not going to do that. How does that happen, counselor?
Yeah, well, I think you probably hit the nail on the head. One, it was not looking so good based on what the rules were. A temporary restraining order, if you have such immediate harm, and that harm, would be so basically dire on the team and the like, one possible prong. But here, I think the broad discretion, the way the Big Ten runs its programs, they would have won. The second big thing here, Tom and Kevin, is they probably didn't want any more information coming out, right? And this is not a trial. It could have taken 2-3 days. Friday, today, the next thing you know, it's not going to be over today. It may, they may have to call in witnesses. And they probably didn't want more information coming out, and fell on the sword because, the Big Ten has that kind of discretion. So I just didn't see a temporary restraining order winning in this case. And you can rest assured that if they had the goods, that being the coach, to, make it more than just a 50-50 call, he probably would have gone through it with his attorney. But my guess of things is they didn't have it, and they didn't believe they could win, and it would have been a waste of time. So that's really my two cents. We're not in the inside huddle.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I think, I think both sides probably wanted no more information coming out. I'm sure the Big Ten didn't want any more information coming out either. Also, though, this punishment is not that big a deal, really. Jim Harbaugh is suspended for these three games, and yeah, you want him on the sidelines against Penn State and Ohio State and Maryland. But the suspension ends after Ohio State. If they win, they're undefeated, and they're going to go to the college playoffs, and Jim Harbaugh's going to go, and the Big Ten's not talking about not letting them play in the Big Ten championship or go to the college playoffs or anything like that. So they can still come out of this season just fine as long as they can win without their head coach.
Yeah, that's true. Here's the tough part about that. You're right, 1,000%. And the coach is still there every single day. He's travels with them. He's there the game day, the night before. He's on the practice field every day of the week. It's just a different atmosphere when you're not on the sidelines for this team, for the players. And I'm sure that's what's killing them deep down, because he brought these kids to this university, his brand, his coaching, his tenacity. He brought everything to this team in the sense of recruiting and putting U of M together. So it's got to be really difficult on the players, not seeing them necessarily on the sidelines. So that's devastating. And the big Ohio State game, I think they can get over Maryland, all right, great. But, Ohio State's a different ball game, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll see. I think they didn't have a better than 50-50 chance of winning. This is just a restraining order from the Big Ten saying, hey, you can't do this. We got to have this injunction. They figured we're not going to get it. So let's not get more information out there. Be done with it. And yeah, Kevin, you're right. I'm praying they go to the national championship game, you know, and they can make it happen.
Yeah.
Let's see what they can do. We still don't know what the NCAA is going to do.
Well, I was wondering about that because this doesn't shut down their investigation. This is just the Big Ten. Can the NCAA continue on and maybe something comes down in the pike?
Yeah, they can. I call the NCAA like the SEC. It's the Slow Exchange Commission. NCAA has the same kind of effect. They're slow in their process. You see the NCAA coming out with decisions that affect teams 2 years later, right? And stripping them of their title and things of that sort. So here, the NCAA can come back at them for sanctions as well. But I would also think that the Big Ten may have nipped in the bud the sanctions that the NCAA would have wanted to do anyway, right? So that could curb that whole thing. Hopefully that's the case, and we can just close this chapter. I'm not in depth on the sign stealing. I've looked at it. I've been intrigued at, you know, what law firm, how did they get hired to come in and do this? That's interesting. I've been involved in investigations like this before, not with sign stealing, but with athletics and other sexual misconduct cases that have taken place. So I'm curious how the genesis of this and the other side of this whole picture is that they want to close the chapter. Sign stealing to me, I mean, you can go and look at every game under the bus on YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. And we've had coaches go scout teams forever, back in, you know, Pop Warner to high school,
right,
to other colleges, the pros. I mean, Bill Belichick, heck, look at what he did. He sent somebody into the practice facility of the other team. So, you know, I mean, it's been going on forever. I just don't know, you know, Harbaugh's defenses, guys, I had no clue. I had no idea that this guy was doing this. I didn't have that information. Yada, yada, yada.
Hey, we only got a few seconds left, but could it be possible that players could sue the university because their coach, one of their coaches, was stealing signs and it cost them their chance for a national championship?
Economic damages. So three things to a lawsuit you all must remember, right? You got to have liability, you got to have injury, and you got to have collectability. Do you have liability here? What's the tort for which they're suing? You know, tortious interference of a future contract? That would be a tough one. So I just don't see the lost opportunity of a tort necessarily being sued. Yeah, can you say that, hey, I lost out on my Big Ten championship or the championship of the national championship game, whatever the case may
Hard
be.
Hard to prove,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Right, it's a hypothetical. How do you prove a hypothetical? Appreciate it so much. Todd Flood, managing partner at Flood Law. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Have a great weekend. 760 WJR.